T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Okay, gossip alert.
Now the latest from Hollywood
and beyond.
It's Dana's Dirt.
Let's get to Dana's Dirt. It is brought to you by Ace Restoration Services. Have a delayed insurance claim? Let the experts estimate and document your damages. Ace2Restore.com. Here's Dana.
Well, Zac Efron has sparked some speculation that he is engaged, that he got engaged to his girlfriend that he met in July. Ooh. So it hasn't been that long.
No.
Her name is Vanessa. They celebrated his 33rd birthday in Byron Bay. I think she's Australian. So, and he's fallen in love with Australia.
Uh-huh.
She's had a big bash for him. And now Australian tabloids are saying that he gave her a ring that night. One source says he gave it to her after the party and that it was incredibly romantic.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So, of course, you know, the big names are reaching out to him like, who did this really happen? Are you really engaged? And they haven't said anything yet.
Okay.
One way or the other.
So we got to wait for like our People magazine, the people that we 100% trust.
Yeah.
All right.
But I think that would be great.
Well,
if
there's a picture of him down on a knee, you know, presenting some sort of box.
He gave her a ring. Just don't know if it was that kind of ring.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right.
Arnold Schwarzenegger had surgery last week. He had to replace, well, he didn't, his doctors did.
DIY?
An aortic valve, yes, because he's just that tough. But he's already recovering. He posted pictures of himself walking around in Cleveland. That's where he had the procedure done.
Okay, this is like his second or third surgery, because I think he had one back in the late 90s and then one not too long ago, so... the thing's still ticking, thank goodness, but man.
You don't tell like you have a lot of faith.
Well,
in
it's
this.
Just.
He's going to be with us for a while.
He's doing all right.
It seems. I mean, he's taking a walk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Drake celebrated his 34th birthday on Saturday, and he did it announcing a new album. It's called Certified Lover Boy.
Oh, boy.
And it's going to be out sometime in January.
I'm glad he's so proud of him. That's a fun way to celebrate your own birthday, isn't it?
Oh, come on.
Make an announcement about me. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I'm sure the fans are like super excited. Come on.
I actually like Drake. I think he's talented.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Every morning.
Weekday mornings till 9 on Mix 105.1.
Let me ask you this. Is there something that you just can't watch? And it's something normal or ordinary, but for some reason it just gives you like the heebie-jeebies. Like you just get the chills watching it. 407-919-1051. It's just a random thing, and it happened to me over the weekend. A kid on my daughter's softball team has a little sibling, and he was sitting there on the bleachers, and he had a loose tooth, and he was working that front tooth. It was the big tooth, the one right up front, and he was working it. And mom's like, it'll come out. He's like, pull it. Just pull it. She's like, I'm not pulling it. I'm watching the game. She's like, just keep working it back and forth.
I'm watching the game. I'm busy.
He's over there, and he's just going at it. He's got his little dirty clay hands, and he's just working this tooth, and it is just holding on by a thread, and I cannot watch it. It's giving me the chills.
It sounds like you did watch.
Well, I wanted it to be over. I wanted it to be done. And I remember as a kid, when my kids were much younger and they were losing their teeth, I would send them to the neighbor's house who
really?
Worked for a dentist. Yeah, she was a dental hygienist, and she had a trick where she could do this thing with a paper towel and a snap, and it would take the tooth right out. But I could never do it. For some reason, it just it irks me. I can't do teeth.
Oh, no, I remember my parents doing mine, and it was actually a good experience.
Really?
Yeah.
You're
no,
not
I felt
scarred?
A bit. No. Like my dad, especially, was really good with little kids, so it was like a cool thing to be happening. Like you were growing up.
So was he the neighborhood guy too? With other kids?
No.
No. Okay. So he wouldn't do other people's kids?
I don't think so.
But do you have something like that? Like you just can't watch somebody do something, and it's like it's normal. It just I can't do it.
Pedicures.
I don't like feet. So watching even videos like on Facebook, they have the gross feet, getting a pedicure and getting all cleaned up. I sit there and try to torture myself by watching it. And
why?
To see how long I'll last. And it's not very long. It really isn't.
It's kind of like me on the stands. I'm like, I'm waiting for this kid to just get up and go away so I can finish enjoying the game.
Yeah, I don't think, I don't like feet either. I was afraid of feet when I was a little kid.
Yeah.
Like I would just run away from adult feet. Like they're just so scary. So I don't think I can sit through that either. No, really.
It was not that bad?
Yeah, like those Birkenstock type sandals. Like if someone was wearing those and walking towards me, I would just take off.
They're like a zombie for
you. And I can remember my parents' friends like thinking it was so funny, like chase me through the house. Like 3-4 years old, like terrified of feet.
Like, no, seriously, this is a real issue I'm having right now.
Yeah.
I can't deal with your feet right now.
Yeah.
All right, so feet and teeth so far for us. What about you? What just absolutely, you can't watch it. 407-919-1051.
Mix 105.1.
Talking about things that just give you the heebie-jeebies. I cannot watch a kid pull out his own tooth or wiggle a tooth. It just grosses me out. Dana and Chantel, they can't do feet. John, you got something that just irks you? What's yours?
So I have two. So I can't watch Rihanna put contacts in or take them out.
This is your wife?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I have a problem with eyes, too. Like, I can't watch my kids do it. People touching their eyeballs freaks me out.
Yep. And then the other thing, when she was pregnant with our son, she would come walking around the house whenever he was kicking, and that just threw me off, seeing something inside of her moving like that.
You put it there.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Let's go!
Woo! Weekday mornings till 9.
They're the first voices I hear in the morning.
Oh my God, I have to turn up the volume.
On Mix 105.1.
Did you know this? Did you know that different color pumpkins have different meanings behind them?
No.
I had no idea. I just thought that it was just a cool, different colored looking pumpkin that people were displaying because they're big fans of the color teal or purple or something like that. But no, it turns out that Good Housekeeping says that if you happen to see a purple pumpkin at somebody's house or on a porch or in a window.
They like giant purple people eaters.
That is not it.
Come on.
Don't run away, kids. It's not it. No, it actually means that families are going to be wearing masks while handing out trick-or-treating candy. They'll pass out.
Okay.
Yes.
I thought you meant like over the years, like
No, now.
Just for that. Okay. No.
The 2020 purple pumpkin.
Yes, just right. Just right now.
I know. It's always meant we're going to be decked out too when we come to the door. Gotcha.
Yes, they're using purple pumpkins to bring awareness to like safety guidance, including tips that the CDC says for handing out candy if you were going to be doing that for kids this year. However, over the years, have you seen a teal pumpkin, Dana Taylor?
I don't think I have.
Not just this year. Okay. Teal pumpkin actually represents families that have a child with like some sort of food allergy. So they say a teal pumpkin means families can find an allergy-friendly treat or like some sort of non-food item altogether, like a little toy or, you know, toothpicks or I don't know what you hand out.
Toothbrush.
That's what I meant. So I never...
clean your teeth, kids. Clean them.
Get that 100 grand bar out of your teeth and get it out now.
Wow.
There's always that one neighbor that runs out of something. All I got left is toothpicks. I'll take it.
I don't think so.
But so now you know. Teal and purple, two different colors to look for. I never knew that. I was actually floored last night. I was like, I learned something totally new.
Do you just paint your pumpkin?
I guess you probably can. Just do a good job of it so it's not like some odd color. Make sure it's thick enough so the orange doesn't bleed through. Or you can actually just go out and buy a purple or a teal one at the stores.
Because
I've seen them.
Really?
Yeah, I've seen them actually at the stores. I'm like, those are really cool looking pumpkins.
I've seen cool looking pumpkins mm-hmm. before, like all different colors, but not the big pumpkins.
No, they always seem to be smaller.
Like, who's going to notice that?
Well, you put a light on it, I guess.
Okay,
and when the purple people eaters chasing you down the street, then you'll know.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Every morning.
Weekday mornings till 9 on Mix 105.1.
You did not just say that.
Oh, no, she did.
The Daily Dilemma.
With Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
She's got a problem. Needs some help. See if we can give her a little bit of advice this morning.
So I could really use your help on this dilemma. I am currently at a job that I love to do. However, I am working almost every single weekend, and it doesn't pay the best. My old job I was at actually reached out to me to see if I wanted to come back. I didn't hate it there, but it's not in the field I love. But they are offering me $5 more an hour, a set schedule, and every weekend off. What should I do? Please help.
That's tough. get to do what you love or go back to a job that you don't really care for that much, but it's more money and you actually have a social life on the weekends. My opinion, you got to do what you love, because I don't think money's, I mean, they say money won't make you happy unless it's a lot of money. Might change things, but I maybe just go to the boss and say, listen, I've been offered something. Can you match it or even come close so I can stay here? Because I love it here. I really do.
Yeah, I mean, money isn't everything, but it's not worth going to work every day and being miserable either. So right. I wonder how bad it is.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, she said I didn't hate it there, but I said she certainly wasn't selling it very much, you know?
Or knowing that you're in demand. Maybe there's a third option. Maybe there's somebody else who's looking for,
Look at Dana with the cup half, three quarters full somewhere.
Maybe.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. If you're a boss, maybe you've got some advice or maybe you've been through something similar and can help her out. 407-919-1051.
Mix 105.1.
She's at a job now that she loves, thinking about going back to her old job because they offered her a little bit of more money and weekends off, but she doesn't love that job as much. So what should she do? Mike, got some advice for?
Well, I think she should, maybe go to her current boss and just say, hey, just be upfront and honest. I've been offered a new job and it's a little bit more money. I really like it here. Is there any way you can match it? Financially I'm strapped, but I really like it here. And see what he says.
And adopt exactly that tone.
Bring you along with it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I think if you're liked at the place of employment now and the boss appreciates you and everything, even if they can't match that, exact dollar amount or the new benefits and perks, I think they'll do anything to keep you if they like you.
Yeah, if you're a good employee and they like you, like you said, they'll do anything to keep you. But, they as a boss, I would also tell her, hey, I'm going to do everything I can, but, the grass isn't always greener. And lots of times we get caught up into that.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate the call, man.
Yeah, no problem. You guys have a great day.
You too.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Let's go.
Woo! Weekday mornings till 9.
They're the first voices I hear in the morning.
Oh, my God. I have to turn up the volume.
On Mix 105.1.